This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Federal prosecutors charged the mass shooter in the Colorado Springs LGBTQ Club in Colorado Springs on Tuesday with hate crimes. CPR Justice Reporter Allison Sherry says there is a tentative agreement already.
The convicted shooter appeared in federal court via a web stream. Federal prosecutors filed 74 charges against Anderson Aldrich, who is already serving several life sentences in state prison. In filings this week, prosecutors say they expect the shooter to plead guilty to the crimes in exchange for them not going after the death penalty in the case. That means the shooter, who is 23, will continue to serve multiple and concurrent life sentences for the crime. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Interim Aurora Police Chief Art Acevedo announced his resignation today. Acevedo says he wants to spend more time with his family in Texas. His last day will be next Monday. Acevedo was hired in December 2022 after leading police departments in Texas and Florida. Heather Morris will serve as the new interim police chief. The Aurora Police Department hasn't had a permanent chief since the city fired Vanessa Wilson in April 2022. A portion of the Roaring Fork River between Basalt and Carbondale are under a flood watch due to an ice dam. There could be a sudden rise in the river if the dam breaks. Anyone near or on the Roaring Fork should use extreme caution, look out for ice debris flows, and seek higher ground if that happens. In Grand Junction tomorrow, light snow is possible with a high of 37. In Denver, mostly sunny and 47. This is CPR News.